After several fruitless attempts, the crew managed to slip a noose around the mollusk's body. The noose slid as far as the caudal fins and came to a halt. Then they tried to haul the monster on board, but its weight was so considerable that when they tugged on the rope, the animal parted company with its tail, and deprived of this adornment, it disappeared beneath the waters. "Finally, an actual event," Ned Land said. "An indisputable event, my gallant Ned. Accordingly, people have proposed naming this devil's fish Bouger's Squid." "And how long was it?" the Canadian asked. "Didn't it measure about 6 meters?" said Consul, who was stationed at the window and examining anew the crevices in the cliff. "Precisely," I replied. "Wasn't its head," Consul went on, "crowned by 8 tentacles that quivered in the water like a nest of snakes?"
"Precisely."
"Weren't its eyes prominently placed and considerably enlarged?"
"Yes, Consul."
"And wasn't its mouth a real parrot's beak, but of fearsome size?"
"Correct, Consul."
"Well, with all due respect to Master," Consul replied serenely, "if this isn't Bouger's squid, it's at least one of his close relatives." I stared at Consul. Ned Land rushed to the window. "What an awful animal!" he exclaimed.